Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hi, everybody. And as you just heard on the news, there is a shocking development this morning of corruption indictments in connection with the New York City mayoral race. They come from U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, federal prosecutor here in New York, who is planning a news conference for about an hour from now. He has already leaked some details, however. And let's see what we know with Ben Smith, editor of BuzzFeed. Ben's a longtime watcher of city politics and law. Hi, Ben.
Thanks for having me on, Brian.
This is a shocker.
I mean, it's a shocker, except that it's the least surprising thing ever, right? When a bunch of state senators get let off in handcuffs. I mean, it's kind of,
I guess, but when it's
as regular as the tides.
I think there's some stat out there, a pre-existing stat about the percentage of New York state legislators who leave office under indictment as opposed to being voted out.
I do know that the crime rate is substantially higher among state legislators than it is among the general population.
But here we go. State Senator Malcolm Smith, who has been a leader of the Democrats in the Senate from Queens, allegedly bribing Republican Party leaders to get a leg up in the mayoral race. Do you understand the charge?
Yeah, if you're a Democrat and you want to run as a Republican, you...
Whoops. Did we lose Ben? I think... The mob does not want Ben to – no, I'm just kidding. But somebody doesn't want Ben to talk to us, but he's back. So, Ben, you were just starting that answer when you got cut off. Hi.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. If you're a Democrat and you want to run as a Republican, you need a special certificate called a Wilson Pakula. And almost the sole function of Republican Party bosses in New York City, where the Republican Party is basically meaningless in places like the Bronx, is to issue these certificates to people like Mike Bloomberg. And traditionally, they've extorted money in kind of normal political channels, large Mike Bloomberg donations to political parties. The allegation here is that they were seeking cash, literally in envelopes.
And there are six names in this indictment, including Republican City Councilman Dan Halloran from Queens. He's not one of those party leaders, is he?
No, the allegation is that he was serving as a middleman.
Uh-huh. So his alleged role was that he was serving as a middleman between Malcolm Smith and basically the five county Republican Party chairs, or some of them.
Two of the Queens and Bronx county Republican chairs in this
particular
case, yeah.
Right. Statement, and I guess this is mostly coming via Twitter, from Preet Bharara's office, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, says today's charges demonstrate once again that a show-me-the-money culture seems to pervade every level of New York government. That's a pretty sweeping statement for somebody whose job it is here to release specific indictments against individuals.
Yeah, you know, Bharara used to work for Chuck Schumer, and he certainly he's picked up the gift for his gift for language. He also described this as an unappetizing smorgasbord of graft and greed.
Well, we are going to leave this here for now. As I said, this news conference by U.S. Attorney Bharara is scheduled for 11 o'clock, and Ben is going to be good enough to come on back on with us at that time after the news conference, and we'll play excerpts and give you more details and implications for the mayoral race and the careers of some pretty prominent New York City politicians and maybe some others. So, Ben, we'll talk to you next hour.
Absolutely. Looking forward.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We return now to this morning's news that State Senator Malcolm Smith of Queens and City Council Member Dan Halloran of Queens have been arrested today on charges of bribery of New York City political party officials, Republican Party officials, in order to get Smith on the GOP mayoral primary ballot. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara has just wrapped up a press conference to explain these charges, and we're going to play the first minute and a half or so of it right now, the introductory remarks, which begin to lay out what these charges are, corruption, allegedly, in the New York City mayoral campaign, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara.
Charges we unseal today demonstrate once again that a show-me-the-money culture seems to pervade every level of New York government. The criminal complaint describes an unappetizing smorgasbord of graft and greed involving six officials who together built a corridor of corruption stretching from Queens and the Bronx to Rockland County and all the way up to Albany. It ensnares Republicans as well as Democrats, elected officials as well as party leaders, and it details corruption in the city, the suburbs, as well as the Capitol. At the heart of the allegations is a sitting Democratic senator from Queens, Malcolm Smith, who believed he could and should be the mayor of New York City, and who, in the service of that ambition, tried to bribe his way to a shot at Gracie Mansion. As the complaint describes, Senator Smith drew up the game plan, and Republican Councilman Halloran essentially quarterbacked it by finding party chairmen who were wide open to receive bribes. For his efforts, Halloran, a former New York City police officer, not only profited handsomely, but also harbored dreams himself of becoming deputy police commissioner in a Malcolm Smith administration.
U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, moments ago in a news conference, unveiling the corruption charges that he detailed there. We'll play a couple of more clips as we go here. And joining us again now is BuzzFeed editor-in-chief Ben Smith, longtime follower of New York politics and law, who previewed the news conference before it happened with us earlier in the show, if you happen to be listening then. That was quite an indictment, not only of some individuals, but of a culture of corruption and what he called in geographic terms a corridor of corruption that leads not only from Queens and to the Bronx, but to various suburban locations and, of course, up to Albany.
Yeah, he suggested in the press conference that he thinks that New York is worse than other jurisdictions, that there are other politicians with maybe lesser degrees of corruption who he hasn't quite gone after yet, but that this was really just sort of the tip of the iceberg.
And the idea, as you were explaining earlier in the show, is that Malcolm Smith, state senate leader for a time from Queens, is a Democrat, and he wanted to run this year on the Republican mayoral primary ballot, compete with Joe Loda and all those guys. And in order to do that, he has to get permission from most of the Republican borough chairs. And so he was using City Councilman Dan Halloran, who's a Republican also from Queens, allegedly as a go-between, and all kinds of money was allegedly being passed around to get Malcolm Smith on the Republican mayoral primary ballot. Have they replied yet? Have they responded to this? Are we going to see guilty pleas, not guilty pleas? Do we know?
I mean, I don't think we do know. I mean, certainly there's an amazing detail in this from the press conference that it just shows just how aware of what they were doing wrong they were, that this Queens official, Vince Tibone, patted down the undercover agent, apparently unsuccessfully, but on their way into the meeting to see if he was wearing a wire. He missed the actual wire. I guess he wasn't good at the pat down. But
not only corrupt,
give me the impression that these guys knew they were doing something wrong.
Not only corrupt, but incompetent. So here's about a minute where Bharara talks about how exactly this case was investigated.
Smith broached the subject of his mayoral ambition with two men he believed were real estate developers and sought their help in influencing the Republican county chairman. In fact, these two men were working with the government. One was an undercover FBI agent, and the other was a cooperating witness. As alleged, Smith had repeated recorded conversation with these two men, sometimes in a hotel room, about making payments to party leaders so that he could run on the Republican line for mayor. In return, as described, Senator Smith expressly agreed to then direct $500,000 in New York State funding for improvement of a road that would benefit the supposed real estate project the two claimed that they were putting together in Spring Valley in Rockland County. Among other things, the undercover agent and the cooperating witness then approached New York City Councilman Dan Halloran, who was a Republican, on Smith's behalf to get to those county chairmen.
So I guess that clip, Ben, starts to explain how the mayor and deputy mayor of Spring Valley in Rockland County get ensnared in this.
Yeah, I mean that's where the core, this one undercover investigation wound up bringing in. I mean, it's almost sort of wherever they turned, they were finding some politician looking to take a little cash. Mm. There's one state senator who they seem to have approached who did not. Who said no, and Barrera went out of his way to say that guy had nothing to do with it.
Did he mention that name?
I'm not sure he did, but the person has, people have been speculating on the name, which I do not have in front of me.
And we learn from that quote that the charges include not only bribing these officials with Smith's own money, but with taxpayer money, $500,000 in state funding for improvement on that road that would benefit the supposed real estate project that the two said they were behind in Spring Valley.
You know, what's interesting here is that, you know, like there are lesser versions of this that happen all the time and people do not get indicted for. Mike Bloomberg bought this very certification 4 years ago from Republican County Chair people, from Republican County Chair people, by giving large legal contributions to the state parties. Whether any of that wound up in these guys' pockets as consultants or whatever, who knows? But so there is, to the county party organizations. And I mean, and what's interesting is
And the reason you bring that up, in case people are shocked to hear Mayor Bloomberg's name mentioned in the same breath as this case, he too was not a registered Republican in 2001, and so he needed permission from these borough Republican Party leaders in order to get on the Republican primary ballot that year, correct?
That's right. And the other thing is that, you know, the typical way this happens is that these guys would have believed that Malcolm Smith would one day be elected mayor and would have received political favors from him then, which happens all the time. I think the notion he was going to be mayor was so preposterous that they wanted the cash up front.
The notion he was going to win the Republican primary was pretty preposterous.
And the senator who is thought to have been approached but exonerated here is a guy named David Carlucci.
So David Carlucci, one clean politician in New York,
Rockland County should celebrate.
To Preet Bharara. But when you talk about Mayor Bloomberg, you seem to suggest that the line between what's legal and what's illegal and the way money is moved around, in this case, to get on the Republican primary ballot for mayor, the line may be kind of fuzzy.
Well, usually when you're talking about four or five figures, it's cash in an envelope and somebody's taking a bribe. And six or seven figures, it's a legal and upstanding political contribution to a PAC or super PAC.
So size matters. But also, I guess, different categories. I mean, it's like we talked about.
This was incredibly straightforward bribery. I mean, I don't mean to compare this
to
politics as usual. I mean, this was cash in envelopes people were going to put in their pockets, deposit in their bank accounts. And I mean, just was totally beyond the pale.
Let's listen to another clip. At one point, U.S. Attorney Bharara read some quotes from City Councilman Halloran's meetings with the cooperating witness. Let's take a listen.
Separate and apart from this bribery scheme, the complaint outlines the latest scandal involving the attempted corrupt diversion of city council discretionary funds. As alleged...
I'm going to jump in here, and I apologize. That was the wrong clip. That was my error. Now we're going to play that clip of City Councilman... of Preet Bharara talking about City Councilman Halloran, who, again, remember, was supposed to allegedly now have been the go-between between Malcolm Smith and these county party chairs.
After allegedly receiving a $7,500 cash bribe, he says to the cooperating witness, and you can see it on the chart here again to my left, quote, money is what greases the wheels, good, bad, or indifferent. During that same meeting, Halloran allegedly says, quote, this is also on the chart to my left, quote, that's politics, that's politics. It's all about how much. And that's our politicians in New York. They're all like that, all like that. And they get like that because of the drive that the money does for everything else. You can't do anything without the money. And, of course, in the actual recording, there is a colorful expletive that precedes money.
So there's some more from Preet Bharara, and I'm going to sneak in one clip. Additionally, this is the one we started to play by accident. These charges regard misuse of discretionary funds by Councilman Halloran, in addition to the bribery charges.
Separate and apart from this bribery scheme, the complaint outlines the latest scandal involving the attempted corrupt diversion of city council discretionary funds. As alleged, Councilman Halloran also accepted bribes in exchange for agreeing to steer some of his so-called member item funds to the undercover agent and the cooperating witness through a company he thought that they controlled.
So, Ben Smith, I bring this up, and we're going to run out of time in a minute, but because Bill de Blasio, Democratic mayoral hopeful, was on the show last hour, and I asked him about these charges, and he tried to kind of lay them at the feet a little bit of his rival Christine Quinn, the city council speaker, and said with respect to this, the discretionary fund abuse, that if she had done a better job of leading city council, people like Halloran wouldn't be able to get away with that kind of thing. Do you think that's fair for him to link Christine Quinn to this based on what we just heard?
I mean, this sort of stuff has been going on as long as there's been a city council. First story I ever covered basically was Angel Rodriguez. I don't know if you remember him, but get a rising star getting arrested on a vaguely similar situation. So I actually think it's basically unfair to link this to Quinn to the extent that she can kind of herd those cats at all. It's sort of a miracle. That said, this is why city council speakers have a huge trouble ever going anywhere else, because they wind up owning all the kind of misdeeds and bunglings of this kind of crazy group of 51 people whom they represent.
So Halloran allegedly not only was involved with Malcolm Smith trying to bribe county Republican leaders, but allegedly accepting bribes, steering city council discretionary funds to a company he thought that the undercover bribers control.
And when these guys get caught, the thing to remember is, like, this isn't the first time, presumably, this ever occurred to these guys to pick up that money that's lying on the table. This is just the time they got caught. So
Ben
who
Smith,
knows how many other times.
Ben Smith, editor-in-chief of BuzzFeed. Thanks a lot for the clarity. And an amazing story today, these corruption indictments from U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara.